acute disseminated encephalomyelitis.
But we'll get to that in just a second. Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, December 7th, 2020. I just want to thank you for sending us stories to news@crosspolitic.com. That's news@crosspolitic.com. Here's a little tidbit that you didn't know. My beard grows a little bit longer every time you send us news to news@crosspolitic.com. So thank you very much. There is a grip, and that's a lot. There's a grip of news stories out there that I wanted to bring to your attention, but I couldn't. I wanted to bring you news stories like Rudy Giuliani testing positive for COVID-19, and he was admitted to the hospital. Yeah, I wanted to bring you that story. Not gonna do it. Or the fact that there's this vicious attack that looks like it might be coming onto Christians from the new, if it happens to go through, Joe Biden administration. Yeah, see, there's about 28 people in this group called Secular Democrats of America. They put together 28-page document stating that Trump ministers and judges have turned religious exercises into a weapon against anti-discrimination laws. And that essential fallacy must be corrected. You can find the links to these stories that we're not going to talk about inside of the app. If you have the app, which you should have the app. If you don't have the Fight, Laugh, Feast app, you should go to your favorite app store and download the app so you can get links to those stories that we're actually not going to be talking about. Like this one right here, a doctor who actually lost his medical license because he believes the science that masks don't actually work. And so they took his license from him. That doctor is an organ. If you have the app, you can actually go to the link and read all about that story as well. I could even talk about how it looks as if millions of businesses in the next coming year will be shutting down. That's extremely important stuff. Extremely important. All of these stories, all of them, you will find somewhere in your newsfeed. So while they're good stories, I thought there'd be something else that you probably won't find floating around in your newsfeed. Right now, Joe Biden and his folks are pushing the vaccine as our big savior. And even Trump to some extent. Biden has already said that he plans to force, where he can, a mask mandate for the next 100 days after he gets into office. And that's in federal buildings. He'll probably put some pressure on governors and threaten them if they don't do the mask mandate. They're not going to get money. Then he'll probably go to city councils and then down the list from there. And why would he do such a thing? Why? Because Joe Biden is trying to help. The first place he wants to get the vaccine to after frontline workers are black people and people of color. You know, minorities. Reagan, he always felt that
the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
And so recently, Joe Biden posted on his Twitter, "My message to everyone struggling right now is help is on the way." So here's the question. What does it look like when the government decides to help? I'm glad you asked. Here's a story from 1932. In 1932, the Public Health Service, working with the Tuskegee Institute, began a study to record natural history of syphilis in hopes of justifying treatment programs for blacks. It was called the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male. The study initially involved 600 black men, 399 with syphilis, 201 who did not have the disease. The study was conducted without the benefit of patients' informed consent. Researchers told the men that they were being treated for bad blood, a local term that was used to describe several ailments, including syphilis, anemia, and fatigue. In truth, they did not receive the proper treatment needed to cure their illness. In exchange for taking part in the study, the men received free medical exams, free meals, and burial insurance. Oh, good. Although originally projected to last 6 months, the study actually went on for 40 years. They injected these men with syphilis and didn't treat them. And that brings me to the government helping right now. If you go to the FDA.gov website, you will find on there FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. I'm grateful that they have this posted. I got this from my buddy, Chad Trotter. He posted it on Twitter. And it says here that this is a draft. It's a working list of possible adverse event outcomes that are subject to change. Big bold print right there in the beginning. So there's a bunch of words I didn't know how to say. So I went to Google I looked them up for you. We're going to go through these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh, well, we're not going to make it. Let's just go through a few of them together, shall we?
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
You might be asking, what is that? Well, it's a condition in which the immune system attacks the nerves. The condition may be triggered by an acute bacterial or viral infection. Symptoms start as a weakness and tingle until effect of the legs and the feet that spread to the upper body. Paralysis can occur. Special blood treatment can relieve symptoms. Physical therapy is needed. This is very rare right now in the United States, only 20,000 cases per year. Also, this condition cannot be cured. I'm wondering if we might see an uptick in this condition.
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Number one on the vaccine list of possible adverse outcomes. Number two.
Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis.
Also known as ADM, is characterized by a brief but widespread attack of the inflammation of the brain and spinal cord that damages the myelin, the protective covering of the nerve fibers. ADM often follows viral or bacterial infections, or less often vaccination or measles, mumps. The symptoms of ADM appear rapidly, beginning with such symptoms as fever, fatigue, headache, nausea, vomiting, and in the most severe cases, seizures and coma. ADM typically damages white matter, that's the brain tissue that takes its name from the white color of the myelin. It leads to neurological symptoms such as visual loss due to inflammation of the optic nerve, in one or both eyes, weakness even to the point of paralysis, and difficulty coordinating voluntary muscle movements, such as those used in walking.
Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis.
Number three on the list, transverse myelitis, is an inflammation of both sides of one section of the spinal cord. This neurological disorder often damages the insulating material covering the nerve cell fibers, myelin. The transverse myelitis interrupts the message that the spinal cord nerves send throughout the body. Transverse myelitis. Convulsions, seizures. They just put that one there. Convulsions, seizures. Underneath that, stroke. Underneath that, narcolepsy and cataplexy. We know what narcolepsy is. Anaphylaxis. I didn't really know what that was. My wife knows all these words. She's expert on this, but it's a severe potential life-threatening allergic reaction. It can occur when seconds of minutes of exposure to something that you're allergic to, such as peanuts or bee stings. That's just inside the vaccine potential outcomes. Heart attack. A heart attack is a life-threatening, you know what a heart attack is. Myocarditis. I think I said that right. It is an inflammation of the heart muscle and is the inflammation of the lining outside of the heart. In both cases, the body's immune system is causing inflammation, either to try to get rid of the infection or in response to some other trigger. An autoimmune disease. What is that? It's a condition in which your immune system mistakenly attacks your body. The immune system normally guards against germs like bacteria and viruses. When it senses these foreign invaders, it sends out an army of fighter cells to attack them. This is a disease in which the body's immune system attacks its own healthy cells.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Next is deaths. That's it, just deaths. Just deaths. Next to that is pregnancy and birth outcomes. That's it.
Thrombocytopenia.
Thrombocytopenia is a condition characterized by an abnormally low level of platelets, also known as thrombocytosis, in the blood. A normal human platelet count is about 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microbite of blood. This basically is caused when your bone marrow is not making enough blood cells. Decimated intravenous coagulation. What is that? It's a condition affecting the blood's ability to clot and stop bleeding. With this disease, abnormal clumps of thickened blood clots form inside the blood vessels. These abnormal clots use up the blood's clotting factors, which can lead to massive bleeding in other places. Causes include inflammation, infection, and cancer. Symptoms include blood clots and bleeding, possibly from many sites in the body. Venous thrombolism, or known as VTE, in case I messed that up. VTE is a condition in which a blood clot forms most often in the deep veins of the leg, groin, or arm. Did they say? And travels in the circulation, lodging in the lungs. There's more. I didn't go through all of them here. You can continue to go through those. I recommend you do. Listen, I am not an anti-vaxxer. At least I'm not yet, because this is starting to convince me just a little bit. But this is a working list. We don't know yet. All I know is this. The government is not responsible for my health care. They're outside of their lane when it comes to health and welfare, period. The other thing that I know is that they don't know the difference between a boy and a girl. That's it. Just let that sink in for a minute. Third, because they have gone insane, as Romans 1 has says that they have, they can only make things worse. They might see some of the problem, but overall, all they're going to do, I use this example often with my kids when it comes to pagans. They can see the problems because of general revelation. God gives them eyes to see. They can see it. They know, they see we have a virus, right? They can see those things. But they are just like a janitor who see a dirty floor and know that the floor needs to be cleaned up, but then goes to operate in their own righteousness and grabs a mop that has poopy water in it, and then goes to clean the floor with that poopy water, and then sits back and wonders how come things continue to get worse. Remember that study I started off with, Tuskegee study? That was them coming to help. That's not the first time that the government has come to help. I'm really surprised. I mean, remember the government told us that eggs were bad, that coffee was bad for us? I'm surprised and shocked that everyone who is inside of the movement, the social justice movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, all those people that want to bring up history to point to, hey, we've been mistreated. Why don't they point to this and say, guys, maybe we don't need the government involving themselves in how we do healthcare? I hope that you found this useful. There are plenty of other stories I wanted to talk about. Obviously, there's a lot going on right now, but this is one of the stories that I didn't see out there that was getting a lot of attention. And these are some of the things that I wanted to know myself. You know, what is the vaccine? How's the vaccine going to operate? All this other stuff. And what are the effects of it? And I've been reading some things talking about the effects, a few articles that say, hey, this is going to be worse than what people think. It might even be worse than the coronavirus itself. They're cleaning up with poopy water. Be careful. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross Politics Daily News Brief. If you are not a Fight Laugh Feast Club member, would you join the club now? Go to fightlaughfeast.com, sign up for a club membership, get that cool Tumblr, get the magazine. It's awesome. There's going to be more editions coming out in the future. And get the club portal. There's all kinds of goodies back there for you to be educated and learn, so that you can make better decisions for your family as you guys walk before the Lord. This is the Chocolate Knox. God bless.